from KUER News in Salt Lake City. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Mike Sartain of the band Starmie has described their style as artsy, poetic, and intense. And for any band that lasts long enough, keeping up the intensity part can't be easy. Not when the music industry is so unpredictable, not when you have bills to pay and relationships that aren't working, not when you may struggle with alcohol and drugs. Starmie's gone through all of those over the years, but somehow, something like 14 years after they first got together, they still are. Sartain says life tends to take the front seat most of the time, but the art and the poetry is still there, at least for now. We use the music to muscle through stuff, he says. Today in the program, we continue our series on local music. Starmie will be with us in studio to talk a little and play a lot. Join us after the news.
Friend, follow, and join us on social media to stay connected with the latest goings-on. Find out who's on Radio West tomorrow, what's happening on Capitol Hill, and get a glimpse behind the microphones with pictures and videos of station staff and special events. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and Twitter. Search for KUER 90.1.
This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. A lot of things have changed in the music business over the years, of course. A lot of things have changed in the Salt Lake music scene, too, of course. Some good, some bad. Mike Sartain of the Utah band Starmie says despite all of that, they haven't really changed all that much. Maybe the production values, maybe the personal stuff. But he says over the 14-odd years they've been together, they seem to have stayed a riff-based, Beatlesque, keyboard-heavy, poetic rock band. Starmie has a new album. Maybe their last, by the way. We'll talk about that. We've asked them to join us in the studio today to talk and to play, mostly, as we continue our occasional series focusing on local bands. I mentioned Mike Sartain. He's on vocals and guitar. John Lyman is on bass. Sean McCarthy is on keyboard. Dave Payne on drums. We should mention Mike Sasich, who plays guitar on the band, unable to join us today. And gentlemen, welcome. Thanks very much for being with
us. Thanks for having us, Doug.
Thank you.
I should mention the full-length album. They have a new one, Heartbeat Breaks Glass. It was released in January. We have links to it on our website, radiowest.org. We'll give a few plugs about that as we go along.
Nice.
So, the obvious question, I guess, is, Mike, let me start with you.
Sure.
How'd you guys get together? Like, what started
so,
it all?
Long story short, we're all really good friends. The band Starmie has changed members over the 14-odd years. We have always gotten together and played music. We call it Starmie Church every Sunday at Dave's house.
Right.
And, you know, the album came about just because we wrote these 14 songs. There's only 9 on the record.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's what happens. You just get a bunch of music together that you love, and then you want to put out the record. So.
But wait, so you guys get together every once in a while. I think this is interesting to me, actually, about the way the band has evolved. Like, hey, guys, I've written 14 songs. Let's do them. Let's rehearse them and maybe perform them and whatever. But that's not how you started, right? I mean, you were a band touring, and it was different in the early days, or no?
It's kind of always been like that.
Is that right?
We've been friends. We just play music, and it generates from me personally because yeah. I write the songs, and then these guys have free rein to put their own, you know, spin on it and spice into what I'm doing. But it's really just fun and therapeutic for us. And it always has been.
Yeah. What about the rest of you guys? Do you think that when you first started, did you think, oh, we go to Dave's house on Sundays for church to play? Or did you think, oh, maybe this could be a thing?
John?
I remember being, like, it was... Our first show was in July of 2001 at Yabutz, which was Spanky's and it is now a parking lot.
Rest in peace, Yabutz.
We actually started playing in the basement there. That was pretty haunted and gross. But yeah, we started in 2001 and we had, you know, a different lineup then and just kind of the same idea, put things together. And we put out an album that Sean recorded on his keyboard and that's how he kind of came into the band. And then I guess kind of the funny thing was that we played a North by Northwest show at Portico, and lost.
We lost the competition.
And then the next month we were on the cover of City Weekly. And that was kind of, it was in September of 2002. And that kind of, from 2002 to 2006, we kind of hit it pretty hard.
It took off from there.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of, we showcased for Capitol Records and kind of did that whole thing. And then it just kind of didn't go where we anticipated when we were 23, 24 years old. And
see, that's what interests me, actually, is I think this happens with a lot of bands, is, you know, you start with like, oh, man, this could this could be something. And then it doesn't quite work that way. And so you have to kind of work through that. I think on some level, maybe it's disappointment. But then you settle into a thing like, well, who cares? Like, we're still a band. We still play music. That's the thing we – like, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I think we jumped that hoop because we were already settled in. We never really were ambitious to just kind of blow up or whatever that thing is. And in particular, I was kind of turned off by the whole record company scene at the time we were kind of getting some attention. You know, it was like, you know, you got to do this, you have to do that, you should
need a van, and you got to have hit songs.
And
hit
then,
songs.
You know, and we just, I've always been just comfortable being in Salt Lake City, playing our shows, and we've toured a little bit here and there, but, you know, it does take a backseat to us being happy.
Yeah.
And a lot of musicians that are touring and doing that stuff are not happy. I mean, I work at the Urban Lounge, I see it every night. Bands hate each other after a month on the road. I'd prefer that not to happen to us, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's been so many bands over that 14 years that have done that path and have gotten signed. And I don't think, I mean, the only band that I can think of that actually is still alive is Royal Bliss, that has, you know, been signed and kind of did all of that stuff and it didn't crumble completely.
Yeah.
Still didn't pan out though, but
yeah.
They're doing their indie thing now, so it's good for them.
You described your sort of, I guess, your sound, your style, Mike, is artistic and poetic and intense. That's a word. And when you listen clearly, all of those things sort of are in play. What's the poetry part? Do you write poetry, or is the music the poetry? You
know what I mean? The poetry, I used to write poetry, and the music is... The poetry's in the music now, so I don't sit down and, you know, write a poem, but it is in the music, and it comes through in like three things. Like, one is like short images that I like, feelings that you can get that are tied into the image. Like Heartbeat Breaks Glass, for example, is, you know, it's, you can't really put your finger on what it is, but it kind of can make you think about something. Yeah. This kind of stuff. And then the third thing is, you know,
hold on, because I want, there's a couple of things you're not going to play it, but I wanted to mention. I mean, like these bursts of lyric, buzzing walrus distance, pulsing vibrant cartoon, smiling Cheshire piano. Like these, they're just like in some ways kind of nonsense words, but it's poetry.
Okay, so each one of those can hold its own idea for the listener.
Yeah.
And it backtracks to the first part of that song that I usually write in any song is the chorus, and that's like the main catchy thing that people can grasp onto. Heartbeat Breaks Glass is a very poetic kind of take it as it is, or you don't know what's going on, which is fine with me too.
Sure.
But then you go back and you go, what's this guy with the heartbeat that's going to break glass? What's he doing? And then I think of a scene where things are buzzing and it's kind of Alice in Wonderland and there's a wall, you know, like craziness. It's very odd, but I, you know, on that song in particular is extremely to the limit. Like it is definitely, it pulls back in on other songs, you know.
So. And it's the first one on the album.
It is.
Yeah.
On purpose.
On purpose, right. It's like, we'll freak you out and then
exactly.
we'll.
Exactly.
And then you kind of head to, and it. I like the sort of the pace of the album, the way you've ordered them. One of the songs I want to have you guys play, Live Today Like This Is Your Last. Give me a sense of what's going on here, Mike. Like where you started, and I tend to sort of psychoanalyze lyrics more than I should. So tell me if I need to back off. But I think it seems like this is one of those songs that seems to express something that you've learned, maybe as a band over the years because you've been at it for a while, or maybe this is really just personal. But Marilyn Monroe shows up, and Janis Joplin show up, and they all seem to have some sort of life lesson.
Well, they're iconic. You know, musician celebrity that died young, and And I don't have to say, you know, Janis Joplin told me to live today like it's your last. You know, I put it in there like she's in my throat right. as I'm singing this song
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
And you always kind of take the idea of the band singing a song to the audience. You know, we're trying to say live today like this is your last day on earth. And then the lyrics are, again, are really poetic as far as like slide the faders up and down. That's like us recording the record, you know,
yeah.
and so that's what we're doing right at the moment.
I've been a hero downtown.
Yeah, that's one where there was a time in my life and our lives where, you know, we were barflies. We'd go and we'd have fun all day.
Yeah.
And
big fish, small pond.
See people, see weird stuff every day and be a hero to some people. Maybe make them laugh for a half an hour of your life, of their life, you know, and it's intense.
Yeah. 50 empty pockets full of sky.
Okay, that's direct reference to we don't need money to be happy.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Straight up.
I sensed that. And then you sort of say, and I like this, one day you will laugh at all of this. Like, you'll get it. It'll make sense. Because you say that. Like, this is the worst time of our life. We're going to laugh about this one day. And in essence, it's kind of what you're saying, that we've been through
Absolutely.
This. Yeah.
Doug, you hit it right on the head, my friend.
I don't often do that. I'm really glad.
Yeah, you are just on it.
Well, that kind of feels like a reflection of being in your 30s and having some perspective and,
yeah.
and saying, like, you know, all the stuff that had weight.
Yeah.
It's a funny story.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. right. Well, here it is. Here's Starmie playing from their album. It's Live Today Like This Is Your Last.
Ready? One. This goes all three. All three. One, two, three, four. I fell asleep in a cloud. I found her in a story that I wrote. Slide the faders up and down. Well, it feels like Janis Joplin's in my throat. I've been a hero downtown. I found you in that story that I wrote. I want it all. Just 50 empty pockets made of sky. I don't care. I want it all. Now 50 empty pockets, you know why. Live today, she said. Life is your last. Whoa. Day, you
Wow, live today like this is your last. It's Starmy. This is from their latest full-length album, Heartbeat Breaks Glass. How important are the keyboards to your sound?
Oh,
that sounds
important.
So great. Sean, yeah. By the way, that sounds so great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I remember the first time we heard him when we were recording. We didn't have the keyboards. Sean was recording us, and I came in one day, and Mike's like, you got to check this out.
Yeah, I just threw him on there.
All of a sudden, it was just like, holy cow.
Yeah. Took it from there.
Like, it's kind of a Doors vibe, it's mm-hmm. sort of. Is that all right if I say that?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Ray Manzarek was a big, big thing for me.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that it gives it a kind of a, there's a sort of distinct texture to it when you throw that in. It's great.
Yeah, it can, like a keyboard can give a band a really unique sound that you can't just get with like guitars and bass, you know.
Sean, who else are your influences, if you were to think about it musically?
Well,
long list?
It runs the gamut. Yeah. I couldn't list it off right now.
I remember one time we went to a hypnotist, and Sean got hypnotized, and they asked him, what he was like, Michael Stipe. Michael Stipe.
Back in high school. That was like 20 years ago.
I'll tell you, one of the influences that really interested me, because, Mike, I know you've talked about this. Your dad was in the symphony.
Correct.
And you this is what you said to Ben, our producer. I'm addicted to Franz Liszt.
Oh, yeah.
He was a big influence?
Absolutely. Classical music. I started on the piano like many kids here in Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I gave
that
up.
What
you're supposed to do, yeah. Which gives you a little. I got pretty good. I was in some, you know, competitions and stuff like that. I'll never be as good as Sean. But I mean, after I heard somebody play the drums in a rock band, I quit playing the piano altogether.
Right.
But there's a lot of classical music that I still relate to that I don't listen to it like I want it when I'm having a party, but yeah. I listen to it on a Sunday morning. I'll put on Franz Liszt and have a cup of coffee and relax with my wife, Lori. What's up, Lori?
Shout out.
Yeah. So there, I mean, it runs the gamut for influence-wise. Dave Payne has a band called the Red Bennies that I actually played in for a few years, which
super
were a big influence on my writing style as well, which maybe, Dave, you want to talk about that?
Oh, there's nothing really to say.
Yes, there is, Dave. Dave's
Red
a legend.
Benny's
a
big, Dave's big
like
fan.
20
I don't
bands.
Know how that goes.
The drummers never want to talk all that much.
I went from my influences are Franz Liszt to Dave Payne's band Red Bennies.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Well, before we go to break, let's do something fast. Can you do highs and lows now?
Sure.
That's sort of throwing you off the set list I mentioned before, but it's perfect time for it, actually. Murderous Sadness comes in here. I kept thinking, is this written during an inversion? And then you refer to this summer having also a murderous sadness.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't really matter the time, right?
This is a song that everyone can relate to who's a little bit bipolar and has to take a small milligram or two of Zoloft to survive. This is for all you Prozac and Zoloft takers out there.
Highs and lows. The band is Starmy.
Sean. every summer there's some memory sadness I can't shake. Even my sister, she's been popping pills for days. 'Cause I know the highs and lows, life is that picture show. And everyone sees it's an upside down dream. Your blood on the floor, you're begging for more. Tensile is high, it gets you to try. Let's go!
Highs and lows from the band Starmie. Mike Sartain on vocals and guitar, John Lyman on bass, Sean McCarthy on keyboards, Dave Payne on drums. We should mention Mike Sasich, who plays guitar on the band, unable to join us today. It's from their latest full-length album, Heartbeat Breaks Glass. We'll take a break and be back in a moment. You're listening to Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today on the program, more local music from our occasional series. We have with us in the studio the band Starmie, Mike Sartain, John Lyman, Sean McCarthy, Dave Payne, Mike Sasich, not with us. He's also in the band. They have a new full, well, sort of new, January, that seems new, full-length album called Heartbeat Breaks Glass. Okay, so Perfect Blur Surround.
Correct.
I want you guys to play this. So tell me about this one. And it's interesting. It's like there are brilliant days and there are desperate days. Yeah. Like you sort of going back and forth between those sort of you can't really figure out. I mean, the brilliant day where things are good. And as you say, the background plays your favorite chord. All your friends are never bored. Those are the good days. And then you sort of shift into the kind of the desperate days. And it seems like it's like one of these, you get this sense that like you're having a drink or maybe three,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're talking about it, this perfect blur surround, that strange embrace of sound. And things are like everything sort of fades away for a time. I mean, what's going on in the song?
This is our reaction to if you're at a concert, you have a couple drinks and... or you're listening to your favorite band on the radio, you're taking it easy, the music surrounds you and washes all your fears and pains away. Yeah. That's what this song's about. And this song is like, when we play it, it does that for us.
Hmm.
But it's also, anybody can get this feeling of what's happening in this song.
We'll talk about this later. The man that hides behind your eyes fills your ears with silly lies.
Yeah, that's the voice that wants you to fail.
Yeah.
But... you always have this music or a good day to have a drink and let things kind of let it go.
All right, here it is. Perfect Blur Surround from Starmie.
1, 2, 3, 4. If you water it and care for it, your love will grow just like a rose. And
sure your tide will turn. So take it slow and let things go, especially the great unknown. 'Cause these are brilliant days. The background plays your favorite chord, and all your friends are never bored. No, 'cause these are desperate days. But there's a gentle breeze. You drink your drink, and all your fears just fade away into that perfect blur surround. It's a strange embrace of sound. So just close your eyes and fall, and now your heart. Is it underneath the shiny wave, or back inside that heart you gave? But your flower still blooms. Remember when you were 20 and all your friends would beg to bend? These are crooked days. The man. He fills your ears with silly lies, but there's a better way. Spend your day head in hand. I'm here to take you home again into that perfect verse around. It's just a strange just close your eyes and fall, and now your heart won't break it
Perfect blur surround from the band Starmie. This is from their album Heartbeat Breaks Glass. So there's this line, Mike, in Perfect Blur Surround. The tide will turn. The tide will surely turn. And tide comes up again in a song, Let's Go A Go Go, which I thought was really interesting. And you say that the words you spill will turn the tide.
Right.
Like. Are you saying that the musics we are playing, or maybe this is the words that you heard someone saying, that they make a difference?
Absolutely. I'm a strong believer in, this is kind of heavy, but the power of prayer. Huh. And also what you say out loud about yourself, about society, about your friends, about, you know, being, I just try to be positive, I guess it is, what, you know, be careful what you say.
Yeah. Let's play Truth by the Fireside. Is that like, let's, like the music we play has to be, we have to be honest with the music,
right,
that we, is that it?
Yeah, that's really close. That's it. I like that. I like that better than what I was going to say. So let's
You're making him vulnerable, Doug.
There we go. Am I making him vulnerable?
I like that. I like that. I got to write that down. Wait, I'll have a copy of this when I.
But I just wonder if you guys seem to think about this, especially now. I mean, you've been at this a while, and so the idea of, and I'm wondering if this is a reflection of what you've seen with other bands. You know, just sort of you see these bands who are, and you know, you don't need to name them, and you don't need to be critical of other people. But if you see stuff that, like, you know, they're just trying for a thing, like it doesn't seem like it's in them. It doesn't seem like it's right. They're just going for the thing that seems to be popular right now. I don't know. Does that resonate with any of you?
Authenticity is a big, it's one of my favorite words, authenticity. You know, there's just, everywhere you look, there's very little authentic. And they, and it's always trying, you're always seeing the word real and get this. It's, there's like this faux authenticity that you're trying to be sold because everybody craves the real authenticity. And so to kind of just go with fads or whatnot. I mean, I think that that's kind of one of the reasons at the beginning we kind of were a band that sounded like the White Stripes and the Strokes and the Vines and the all those bands in the early 2000s. And so we kind of had a little bit of that wave, but, and then I think that.
But you found your own voice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, I mean, hard to get away from one, but. Yeah. It's hard to get away from your influences, I think.
Yeah.
When you're creating, but if you sound exactly like the band you're trying to, you're right. It can be a little watered down for sure.
It's called the idea, self-expression.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
I think that the idea of real, I mean, that's going to come back in a song called "Despite the Pixels on the Sun." We'll talk about that in a moment. But play "Let's Go, Go, Go." It'll be cool. A good way into a break from Starmie.
This one's for you, Dad, and all the kids in North Dakota. Be yourselves. Be creative.
The swallow shape shift up in the breeze. I wrap your arms around your knees. If you want her love, you take it back. Ooh, ooh. Let's play truth by the binding seas. And all you need, just let it be right. Well, your fingernails are for just in case. Don't claw at the ice if you can walk the race. Ooh, ooh. Let go. Let's go. Go, go. Let's go. Let go. Let go. Go. Which way to go? Let's go, let's go, let's go. I know which way to go. Thank you. the breeze. I wrap your arms around the trees. When you hear your name, you turn the tide, right?
Starmie, Mike Sartain on vocals and guitar, John Lyman on bass, Sean McCarthy on keys, Dave Payne on drums, unable to join us, Mike Sasich plays guitar on the band's latest full-length album, Heartbeat Breaks Glass. We'll take an extremely quick break because I'm worried we're going to run out of time. We have two songs we need to get to, so we'll take this quick break and be back in just a second. You're listening to Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio, talking with Starmie, Mike Sartain, John Lyman, Sean McCarthy, Dave Payne with us. They have a new full-length album, Heartbeat Breaks Glass, released in January. They're playing some songs from it. So, Mike, you mentioned you did a shout-out to your dad, who's in North Dakota right now. I know he's teaching and listening, hopefully. Are you guys part Cherokee?
Well, we're 1/16th or something.
Because I want you to play Where Do We Come From, and it's this beautiful song that makes these sort of Native American references. I'm guessing that's where you got it. I mean, there's a reference to, you know, sing us a song about my Cherokees. A lot of sort of metaphors. Sing us a song about the lemon tree. Do it in the voice of the honeybee. Where did this come from?
This song, well, another sort of poem that's about, you know, sun in a blanket of black, let's hope we come back. Stuff like that is like really sort of heavy.
Sounds environmental.
Yeah. Heavy environmentally, and also like, you know, if God forbid we die, you come back as something, or you hope that the world doesn't end. That's kind of heavy, but that's what it's about.
Yeah. It's great. This is called Where Do We Come From? Starmie.
1, 2, 3. Sing us a song about the lemon tree. Get a blue, let's hope it don't fold. Sing us a song about the universal child. Do it now while we're young and wild. Natural sun in a blanket of black, let's hope we come back.
our voice, it can set us free. You talk of nature, natural. Moon in a blanket of blood, let's hope it don't flood. In a call, turn them on. I got to know, where did we come from? In a call, turn them on. I got to know, where did we come from? Hey. In a, in a, in a, where did we come from? In a, in a, in a, where did we come from? Hey. Oh. 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 Where did we come from? Hey. Oh. 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 Where did we come from? Right.
Where Do We Come From? It's Starmie from their album Heartbeat Breaks Glass. So where do you figure you guys are headed now? I read this review, and this person said that you guys began as this garage rock with this garage rocking intensity, and then you've dialed it down some in favor of songs that are maybe more centered on your lyrics, maybe on story. Does that seem right? Or does that bother you? Like, no, we're not dialing it down.
It doesn't bother me because you can find beauty in any music at any stage of your life. So whatever comes out of us is what it's supposed to be.
Are you sure you don't want to do another album?
Well, we said that because we don't want to do another big album.
Yeah,
a production.
Yeah, was a big production. There was
our fifth album.
Yeah,
yeah.
Costs a lot of money to do that kind of stuff, and then it's 2002. Maybe it could have turned around, and we could have. But that's just not the way it is now in 2016.
Well, I was going to say, who cares about an album these days? Like, what does that
exactly
even mean?
Yeah, it's kind of a silly exercise.
We need all the listeners out there to download this album so we can make another big, beautiful album.
Changing your tune.
It's just going to be singles. Just put us on commercials. Juicy Fruit.
Yeah.
You feel like you still have the energy? I mean, one of the things that sort of is, I think, defined your experience over the years is, of course, you guys have all been through things, certain issues, which we don't necessarily need to dig through. And I mentioned Mike's, you say we use the music to muscle through stuff. So you've kind of worked out some of your stuff through all of this. But you still feel like, it sounds like you still, I mean, you sound great.
Yeah.
So you must have that energy still, right?
This is the longest relationship I've ever had. Hello, my wife, Nikki. How are you doing?
Good. All right. Despite the Pixels on the Sun, this is such a great song. And like these references, I'll just mention a couple. This idea, staring blankly at a TV screen, constant static on your computer screen. And then the song kind of shifts to this idea where you're waiting for something real, like waiting for the rain. You're staring off into space. So it's a kind of a contrast, right? And it's sort of a commentary about, the digital age, I guess.
Right, the digital age. And, we don't know. It just feels like everything is pixelated now, besides the intimate moments that we have with our significant loved ones and family, I think.
I remember you saying that the movie Her was kind of...
You know the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
falls
in
love with the PC or...
The operating system.
OC or whatever you call it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But it was... That was like kind of the basis for the idea of, you know, despite we don't know if this world's real or not, there's something that is, and that's love.
Yeah, the idea of reality.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let me thank Starmie, Mike Sartain on vocals and guitar, John Lyman on bass, Sean McCarthy on keyboard, Dave Payne on the drums. Mike Sasich is also in the band. He plays guitar. He wasn't able to be with us today. Their full-length album, Heartbeat Breaks Glass, was released in January. We have links to all of that on our website, radiowest.org. Guys, thank you very much
for
being with us.
Thank you.
Radio West is a production of KUER News. Technical direction from Tim Slover. Louis Downey engineered the show. Michael Havey provided audio engineering assistance. Josh Weathers is a producer for Video West. Radio West, produced by Elaine Clark and Benjamin Bombard. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Here they are, Starmie, despite the pixels on the sun.
One, two, three, four. The TV screen. I'm a puppy in this digital dream. I don't think that you are even real. Then you taught me how I'm supposed to newborn baby, busy ocean scene. Constant static on your computer screen. I don't think that we are even real. Then you taught me how I'm supposed to feel. Yeah, waiting for the rain to fall.
surprise. Our love is real and no one has to know. It goes forever, forever it grows.